בלתי וכוסי בלי עצמי, כל חוסי הקנו מלוך עצמי, כל מיני חוסי לא יקום. So even the star, it is mentioned, it is written. עצמי, כל מיני חוסי הקנו מלוך עצמי, כל מיני חוסי לא יקום. Iboy, kol mechos haiknum. Suppose it's not spelled out separately. Atz mechon mechos. But kol mechos. So the Ebed, kol mechos hai. Now, so let me bring out the answers. Suppose the Shtal says, nechos haiknum loch, not kol mechos haiknum loch. Then the Ebed is not yet lechus. Even though, if one of them writes his tamatone to another person, and he says nechosai knui loch, and if the odin has an evet, so the evet is also transferred, because the evet is also lechal nechosi. That is, if one ben chayri writes his tamatone to another ben chayri, and he writes nechosai knui loch, so the evet is included, even though it doesn't say kol nechosai. Mashem came if the star is directed to the Eved himself, and if so only if he spells out Kol Mechosai Knui Loch, so the Eved is included. But if he doesn't spell out Kol Mechosai Knui Loch, he writes to the Eved Nechosai Knui Loch, so then the Eved is not Yitzel Achirus. This is what the Ram says. I mean, it's much from this Gemara that way. So if it is directed to a ben chayrin, so then an eved is included among the rest of the chosin. But if the shtar is directed to the Eved himself, so then only if he spells out Kol Nechosai, so the Eved is included. But if he just writes Nechosai, the Eved is not included. The shichor of the Eved is not implicit. All right. So the Gemara has Nabai. Kol Nechosai Kmenuch. Ma. Now in the case, the price says Eved Shevigite because of me. Atzmei chol chosai knui loch, atzmei konin chosai loi konin. Because atzmei, so it doesn't require any kill. Mashein ken chosai is like any star matone. So it requires any kill. Right, requires any kill. But, so in the case where it's spelled out separately, atzmei chol chosai knui loch, so then it's considered like two separate stories. On the same piece of paper, who says that two separate stories have to be written on two sheets? So, if he writes in the shtar, Atzmechon Chosai Knui Loch, so then it's two stories on the same sheet, on the same piece of paper. So it's a shtar shichu, and it's a shtar matone. The shtar shichu consists of the loshim, Atzmechon Loch, and the shtar matone consists of the Chosai Knui Loch. So it's two separate stories. So mainly, if you have two separate stories, naturally. So shtamatone is treated like a shtamatone. So there is no nemones of before an echdam vis-a-vis shtamatone. So we need a rikium and the shtashichu, the atzmecha konoloch, that is treated like a shtashichu. So there is nemones of before an echdam. But in the case where the shichur and the matone and the transfer of the nechosi are contained in the same dibur. So the question is, do we treat it like as if it had been written atzbichon chosai, or we don't treat it as if it had been written atzbichon chosai? So that depends whether we say palgin and dibur or we don't say palgin and dibur. If we say palgin and dibur, so if he writes in the shtar, kol nechosai knui loch, so we split the dibur and into So it becomes Tushtores, and if we don't say Pargin and Dibure, so then it's one Shtar, Ishtar Shicho, and Ishtar Matone. Ishtar Matone. So that's the Shah. So, Atz Mechokon, Mechos Aikinu Yiloch Ma'u, Omer Abayi, Mitir Shikon Atz, Veikon Onechosim. Kon Onechosim. So Abayi also initially held that we do not say Pargin and Dibure. Now, if we do not say Pargin and Dibure, so then we can say it in two ways. Either that he is Nemon Ligabe the Matone also, or he is Nemon, or that he is not in Nemon Ligabe Shiro. So Abaye all the time held that we do not say Pargin and Dibure. Because if we say Pargin and Dibure, then it is considered as if it had been written as Bechon Chosek Meiroch. So the Shtamatone is not effective because he has no memories from the Echtam vis-a-vis Shtamatone. And vis-a-vis Shichu, he has memories. But Abaye holds, we don't say Palgin and Dibure. So if we don't say Palgin and Dibure, so there are two alternatives. In other words, the Matones, the Nechosim, and the Eved are the same way. Either he's Nemon in regard to both, or it's not Bikuyim in regard to both. So Abaye initially said that since we do not say Palgin and Dibure, so Mele, he has to be Nemon in regard to both. Omar Rove, Bishlei Me'atz Me'likne, Mire Da'ave Getisho, El Nichosim Lo'y Mikne, Mire Da'ave Akim Shtore Da'ome, Odor Amar Abaye, Mitech Shol Ikon Nichosim Likonatz. So then at the end, Abaye says, in view of the fact that we don't say Palgin and Dibure, so we cannot consider the Shtar as if it had been written in it, Atz Michol Chosek Niloch. So that means it's one Shtar, Ishtar Shichu and Ishtar Matone. And since in regard to Ishtar Matone, the Shliach is not Nemon, or the Eved is not Nemon, if he stipulated that he should be Shliach. So Mimele, in regard to Shichu, he's not Nemon either. Because we do not say Palgin and Dibure. Alright. Amar Rove, Bishlim Lechosim Likne, Midala Kim Shtoriz Da'alme, El Atzma, Likne, Midala Get, Isho, El Amar Rove, Echot Ze, Atzme, Kone, Nechosi, Loikon. In other words, we say Palgin and Dibure. So what does it mean, Palgin and Dibure? What does it mean, Palgin and Dibure? So it can be explained. In other words, because it goes without saying that if it had been written in the Shtar, Atzmechon Chosek Niloch, so Atzmechon Chosek Niloch. So Rove holds, even though he used one Dibur, one Loshin, Kol Chosek Niloch, so we consider it as if it had been written Atzmechon Chosek Niloch. Atzmechon Chosek Niloch. Or the Pshat could be in Palgin HaDibur, in Rove, Palgin HaNemones. In other words, he is testifying as to the authenticity of the Shtar. So he's testifying as to the authenticity, the genuineness of the Shtar in connection with the Shichu, and he's also testifying as to the genuineness, the authenticity of the Shtar in connection with the transfer of the Nechosim. So he's Palgin HaNemones. In respect to the Nechosim, to the transfer of Nechosim, he's not Nemon, that it's authentic. In respect to the Shichu of the Eved, he is them. Let's go with the Rashi. Eved Shimi Gitim Da Ziyam, it's all from Merte Mishal, and we are Gito Da, and we must listen, and we can know Shem Lech, Shira Bodim Shom Umir Chmei. Atz Mi Konen Nehu, Al Shichu Chen Lim, Efo Nenech, Vim Tzor Chen Lim Likai, Nechosim Li Konen, Di Bo Eidim, Kishto Kim Shto, Es. Kol Nechosai Mar, Mi Amri Natz, Mi Kol Nechosai Kri Dibur Eninu, Abo Kol Nechosai, Kip Mcha Dibur Oselei, Shichu, ועצמי ומתון של חוסים, כי ניקאים הוא לא מליקמון, הקיס כל חוס ועד יש מחירים, שהוא בכל מחוסים, היו כך, אם הם נהי, אם הם נהי, ולפלגים לדיבור, או ידיל מפלגים לו. מי לדע בגתי ששלמנס לא בזכת למבנה אחתם, איך עוד זה וזה, בין עצמי חום חוסי, ובין כל נכוסי. הודו רבה, הבעיה תסס, פירש לא ימשים כושי לרוב וחוסר ליום. Because the Rove's shite has been all the time that we say Pagin and Dibore. And Rave, so initially and finally, he assumed that we don't say Pagin and Dibore. But the question is, if we don't say Pagin and Dibore, so do we say that since he's Nemon, since he should be Nemon, and the Shichor, he should be Nemon, also on Matone, or since he should not be Nemon, and the Matone, so the Mele, he should not be Nemon, and the Shichor either. So Pirush loy mishim kushi de rove chosar leida. Abayim chosh loy pirche. Yisor el pargin nebure, da kushi de rove mishar emine. El nir le yisvor el ima avrei, di tabay el loy kone. Di yad bal ashtar, ala tachte. Da ala tachte. Alright, now. Omo le ravade ba masne le rove. Ki man ki rav shime, di oma apolkino di bure. So in other words, that rove's di, of echot zeh atzmi kone, nechosim li kone, is like Rav Shimon, who says, Palginu Dibur. Palginu Dibur. Now, here, so we could, as I said before, so the Palginu Dibur could be understood in two ways. Either on the basis of the Shaila as to whether we can split that Loshin into two Mishenes, because everybody agrees that if he wrote in the Shtar, Atzmi Chol Chosai Kmin Loch, so Atzmi Kol Mechosim Lekome, but here he wrote Kol Mechosai, so the Shaila is, can we split the Dibur into two Mishenes? Or it could be understood in the sense as to whether we say Palgin Nemonis. In other words, whether he should be Nemon, Ligabe Shichu, and he should not be Nemon, Ligabe Matone. Because Matone requires a testimony by a Nikil, not by Job, by Shliach. So the question is, can we split in Emonis? Now let's see, how did Gemara apply it? Omale Rabbadu Bamas, Rabbi Kiman, Kirab Shimen, Rabbi Zdin, that Echot Zeh, Echot Zeh, Atzmi Kone, Echot Zeh, Echot Zeh, Mastikot with Rabbi Shimen, not with Rabbi Meir, Itnan, it's a Mishnah in Pei. Akeisim Kone, Echot Zeh, Echot Zeh, Yotzo mecheirin. If someone writes in the shtar, kol nichos to David, kol nichos ait minloch. Now David is also nichol nichosim. If he writes, kol nichos ait minloch. So that means, in effect, he's saying, all nichosim, all my other nichosim, and yourself too. Kol to yourself. No, so what does it mean, kol to yourself? Atzmicho konloch. That's a losh nefichu. Hari atzmicho konloch. So when he says, Kom Chosak Minloch, in effect he's saying, Atzmicho Konoloch, Ushoha Nechosim Gnoiloch. Gnoiloch. So it's Yotze Mechel. Shia Karga Kolchu, Yotze Mechel. This is what the Nekami says, Rameyah. Now let's see Rashi's plan. Hakiz Kom Chosak Lavdik, Kom Chosak Nechosim Gnoiloch, Yotze Mechel. Shavu Bichol Nechosim, Bichol Shon Nechosim Nabekone, Shia Karga Kolchu, Lo Yotze Mechel. Kalkalav davki, ki doma veobasit, and shemes, that it doesn't make any difference whether it's mishaya karka or it's mishaya mitalkalin. So as long as it's mishaya one item of his nechosim, whether it's a movable item or immovable item, whether it's mitalkalin or karka, so it's lo yotz lecheyos. Why? Lo yotz lecheyos. Bishbish lo imerei ishen lo yikol edaiti, dinochis lishi yule, lo yamuhin on nishiyah. Abloch and Nochis, Lishiure, Amrinon Lidite, Nameshaya. So Rashi explains Rameyer on the basis of whom the name seems. In other words, that if he writes in the Shtar, Kol Chosak Minloch, so then there are no Sveikis that the intention of the Odin was to be Mishacher. He writes Kol Chosak. In other words, he's not making any exceptions, any reservations in the Aknoi. He's makne every item of Nechosim to David. Now, David himself is one item of the Nechosim that the Odin owns, so possesses. So in Mele, there is no doubt that the clear intention of the Odin was to be makne David to David too. not only to be makne all the other nechosim to the Eved, but the Eved to the Eved, that was also part of the intention of the Eved. Mashiach King, if he says, Hakol nechosai k'nunuch, chutz, let's say we saw the number one, so then we see that the Odin is nochis l'shiyuve, he's interested in excluding something. So since the Odin indicates an intention to exclude something, so there is a possibility that he wants to intends to exclude the Eved also. So it seems from Rashi it's on the basis of Undere. It's on the basis of Undere. So then you ask him, it's a question of Undere, why don't we ask him? What do you have in mind? So the answer is no. We could say, even if it's on the basis of Undere, so it's true, he'll say, I have in mind not to exclude Eved. I had in mind just to exclude son number one, not exclude Eved. So it's no Eved, because the Eved, in order for the Eved to be Mishuchah, it must be spelled out that is Mishachamim. And if it's possible, from the Shtar, such an interpretation is possible, so mainly there is no Shtar Shifo. There is no Shtar Shifo. Alright. So aber hoch in noch ist nicht nur am Rino in den Namen Schaie. Wir hier mal kommen wir raus sei. Loch, a schon raus kommen. So why did he use the expression ko? So in order, you know, to compliment him. Und knuffel ich aus. Du ich ich. Kim dir mal ein Arzt bekommen raus sei. So even if the Odin will say, I did not mean to exclude the Eved. I did not mean to exclude the Eved. So the Eved is not just Lachemus. Because Ishtashicho has to mention that he is Mishachre the Eved, that he is Makne the Eved Latzim. Alright. Rav Shimon Meir. לאילום ובן חילים, עד שאם הכל לכל סייב מסורים לפלי נאבי, חוץ מאחר מגיבי שבהם. חש, לאילום ובן חילים, עד לא לגול, עד לא לגול, עד לא לגול, עד שאם הסתם, חוץ מגבי מועד, ליפור, ישמע ומישי, דוס ממריר את אחד מגיב לי כל מהן אבת, ויהיו לכל של לילה כי הרמיר בן חוז, אבל גם נשאר את וי, ולכל מגב שם לאילום ובן חילים, אשר מינו לא ישתה יחד עם כל נשאר נחוסים. כי גאי שפיר, אישה שיר, ששיר, חוץ מקרק הפלין, דאש לכל העצמי ושאול נחוסי חוץ מנשי. So, ולא ישנה יחד לא יקול נשאול נחוסי עם גשר יצ, כשם הקרק יושיע, דיקות לחוץ מסקור קרק, דאש לכל נשום קרק, אם כל חד וחד יקלמים הרי נהוד ישיע, אף לא חיו בן חיירי, דהו לאף קרק הוא, ולא ישיר, אל מפלדינו דיבור, דוקול נחוסי קום עלי, וליקון אל עצמי, ואת נאמר לי כמה את עצמי קודם חוסר לי קונה, כי רב שימן סביר עלי. So Rashi explains רב שימן, that when רב שימן says, לאילום הוא בן חיר, עד שאילו מקום לחוסר לי פלי לבי, חוץ מיחוד רבי שבן, סלט רב, אקום את רב שימן, the only case where the Eved is not it לחיוס, if he just excluded a certain portion of the נחוסים, not spelling out the nature of that portion of the chosim, so then it could very well be that portion of the chosim that he excluded from the aknoye, from the grant, was the Eved. So even if the Adon says, I didn't mean the Eved by that. So again, but this is Dvorim Shemal Eved, since it's possible that he meant, as far as the words of the Shtar is concerned, so it's possible that he meant to exclude the Eved. So mainly there is no Rosh Hashicho in the Shtar. Even though the Odin testifies and he's made it that he did not mean to exclude the Eved. In order that Eved should be Yitzel Shicho, there must be a Rosh Hashicho, as the Mishnah in Amgar says. Gufi Shal Shal Shicho, Hariyat Mechevet, Hariyat La'atzmecho, Hariyat Okonu La'atzmecho. So there is a Rosh Hashicho. And here, since he excluded a certain portion, a certain fraction of his nechosim, so there is no loshen shircho. So the male is not his lechos. But suppose he spells out the nature of the exclusion. He says, Chutz Misode. Chutz Misode Pleini is only, there it is, Yitzchak. And not only if he says, Chutz Misode Pleini. Suppose he says, Chutz Misode Achas. Kol Mechosak Miloch, Chutz Misode Achas. And he has 10 sodas. He has 10 sodas. So then Rashi says, the Eved is not king any soda. Because every soda, it's possible, that's the soda that he tried to explain. Tesis is elegant, Rashi. Tesis says that in the case where he says, Chutz Misoda Achas, and he has 10 sodas or 100 sodas, so then, so he's kene all the 9 sodas. Or if he says, if he has 100 sodas, so he's kene 99 sodas. But he says, Chutz Misoda Achas, so then he can take for himself, he can reserve for himself the best soda. So the best soda, but a soda, in other words, so he was Mishaya Reison. In other words, so Teisa Shite is that one can be Makni Doroshim Misuyev, and he can exclude the Doroshim Misuyev. He can be excluded, but it's Yad Akeine. But Rashi Shita is that you cannot be Makne, you cannot be Mishaya with Rosh Hashanah. That's Rashi Shita. So the Mele, when Rav Shimon says, so that means that according to Rav Shimon, not only if he says, so the Eved is Lachemus, but even if he says, so then he doesn't get any soda. Because in regard to every soda, there is a possibility, maybe that's the soda that he was marked. So he doesn't get any soda. And so the whole aknoye remains on the Eved himself. So he's still Yitzchak. But since it was executed, as a shtamatone and it's ineffective as a shtamatone because he was mishayer isoleshim nisuyem. So mainly, if we don't say pargan dibure, so if ishtah is executed, it's both as a shtamatone for the nechosim. And the shtashicho, if it turns out to be ineffective in regard to the matone and the chosim, it should be ineffective in regard to the shichu. So Rav Shimon holds talgin on the book. So we see in other words, so we see that Rav Shimon holds talgin on the book. So this is what Havadah B'Masne said to Rovi, that your membre is in accordance with Rav Shimon, not in accordance with Rav Meir. How do we see that it's not in accordance with Rav Meir? So according to Rashi's Pshat, that's the Kash of Teisves, and all the Rishonim and Rashi. How do we see that Rav Meir holds Roivot? We can only see from this Mishneh, in Peir, that Rav Shimon holds Palgin on the Bore. But how do we know that Rav Shimon holds, that Rav Meir holds Loi Palgin on the Bore? How do we know? Why? Because Rav Meir would say, in the case where he was Mishaya Rishon Hashem Nisuyen, he said, Kol Nechosai Kmiloch, Chutz Misod Achas. So Rav Meir would say that the Eved is not Yitzel Achayos. So how do we know that it's because Rav Meir holds Loi Palgin Dibure? Maybe Rav Meir holds Palgin Dibure, but Rav Meir is Cheshesh Kim Dinoches Lishiyur Eshir Enam Eho. So even if he was Misayim the Sodeh that is Mishaya, so he's not Yitzel Cheros. Allah has Kamo Vechamo if he's not Mishaya. But how do we know that Rav Meir holds that Loi Palgin Dibure? That's the Kasha that all the Shein is asking us now. All right, but we'll see. So this is what Havadah B'Masne said to Rav. You aloche is like Rav Shimon. So, but how can you Bimachia like Rav Shimon, but it seems that the halacha is like Rav Meir. In other words, the Gemara is saying in effect that there is a machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, and the question is whether we say Pal Gimibur or not. Rav Shimon says we say Pal Gimibur. Rav Meir says we don't say Pal Gimibur. The kasha against Rashi is, according to Rashi's pshat, how do we see that Rav Meir holds loy Pal Gimibur? We see that Rav Shimon holds Pal Gimibur. Because Rav Shimon says, in the case where he said, Kol Chazai Kneiloch, Chutz Misod Achas, so then, even though he doesn't get a single Sodeh, because in regard to every Sodeh, it's a Sofik, maybe that's the Sodeh he excluded, so from the grant, so, and still there in the Yitzel Achimus. So we see that Rav Shimon holds Palgin of the Boy. But how do we know that Rav Shimon, Rav Meir holds with Palgin of the Boy? Maybe Rav Meir also agrees with Rav Shimon. But Rav Meir has another shite that we are afraid that since he made one exclusion, maybe he made another exclusion. So it has nothing to do with Palgin of the Boy. That's the Kashi message. All right. But anyway, the Gemara says in some word that there is a machleik between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Vomar Abis Babiyum, Vomar Ab Nachman, Avot Meshitulis Abis Yis Rav Shimon, Halochik Rav Meir, the Tanya Chirim at Vomar Abis Babiyum, 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 Vomar Abis Babiyum. So that's the Kashi that Rav Adba Masne raised against Rove. Why do you Rove say like Rav Shimon? When the Halochik is like Rav Meir, that we don't say Pargin on the Bore. So the Gemara asks, מי אומר רב נחמן אוכל? ואומר רבי ישראל מדוב אומר רב נחמן. שרי מרש"י כוסף פה מחוסף לעבדי. ויאמר חייזה בנחוסי והנה חייזה בעבד. חייזה בנחוסי ואתו נשרי מראו. והנה חייזה בעבד שער יוצא ואופשן מרחייך. נדע לא חייז בה יש שרי מרא. דתי ושרי מרא מיקס. שרי מרא it means a person who transfers his נחוסי in anticipation of death. Because he anticipates death. So Mele, he transfers his nechosim. It's like a will. Matone Shrim is a grant made in a will. So the halacha is that if Shrim Mera is makne, the nechosim to a person, and then he recovers. So he recuperates from his illness, he doesn't die. So then the matone, the transfer, is retroactively null and void. That's based upon an undene. Because why is he transferring all his nechosim? Because he anticipates death. But had he known that he would recuperate, he certainly would not have made the transfer. So maybe if he does recuperate, if he does recover from his illness, so the matone is botel mevudu. That's only aloche matok. But in Shichu, there is no such aloche. So in Shichu, if a Shrib Merah is Meshacher and Evet, even though he did it in the anticipation of death. So, Memele, the Shichu is effective. So Shrib Merah Shekosav, Kol Nechosav La'abdei, V'yoma, and then he recovered from his illness, Yechizah Minchosav, because that's the aloche matok and Shrib Merah. But in Shichu, there is no such aloche, that if Shchiv Merah is Meshacher, even though we know that he did it in anticipation of death, he was Meshacher. But as long as he didn't spell out any condition, any explicit condition, so the Eved becomes Meshuchar anyway, even though he recovers. So Chayza Mechosim, Chayza Be'ebed, Chayza Mechosim, Atone Shchiv Merah, V'Chayza Be'ebed, Sha'ayotzo, Ofshem Merchayri. Now, but if we say loy palgin on dibure, so since this shtar is both, it's a shtar matone or by shkimra, and it's a shtar shichu by shkimra, because he didn't use a separate lotion for the shichu on them. He didn't say, as the shkimra didn't write in the shtar, atz bichon nechosayt meiloch. He wrote in the shtar, kol nechosayt meiloch. So it's the same shtar, is a shtar matone, and it's a shtar shichu. And the matone is null and void, is ineffective. So if we say, loy palgin on dibure like Rav Meir, so he should be ineffective, ligabei the shichu as well. Now, so before we raise the question, when the Gemara, when Abaye and Rove, Achilik, as to whether we say Palgina Dibure or we don't say Palgina Dibure. Now, it was possible to explain Abaye and Rove, the Machlok Abaye and Rove, in two ways. One way is as to whether a shtar that is not effective ligabe matone, is it effective ligabe shichur or not? And the other way of explaining it, whether we say Palgina Dibure. So from this Gemara we see, here there is no question. The previous case of Atzmecho Chosak Nimoch and the Anuei Dikiyum, so could be explained on the basis of Paul Nemones, as to whether he's Nemon on the testimony as to the authenticity, the genuineness of the Shah. But in respect to the Shichor and not in respect to the Chosim. But this, Shrim Rashi Chosak on the Chosak, here there is no Shaila. There is no Shaila of Paul Nemones. Here the Shaila is, there is no Shaila of Nemones. There is no shadow of evidence here. Everything, the evidence is perfect. There is no shadow about the evidence, about the facts. The facts are clear, but because the evidence are clear, we know the evidence. I mean that he transferred the mechosin in anticipation of death, and he was mishachat the evidence in anticipation of death. But in regard to mechosin, there is aloche that if a shrima recovers, so it becomes ineffective. The shtar, in regard to shtar shichur, there is no such aloche. So the shaila here is whether the same shtar that turns out to be ineffective ligabe matone, do we say that it still remains effective ligabe shichur? So we see from this gemara, we can resolve our shaila. We had the shaila. What's the machlekes between Abaye and Rove? Whether the machlekes between Abaye and Rove is a machlekes in shtores, whether we say a shtar that turns out to be bottle in respect to matone has to be bottle in respect to shichur, or the machlekes between Abaye and Rove is in respect to Palgina Nemones. So the raya is from this gemore, because the gemore has the kashe from Rav Nachman, that Rav Nachman paskens like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Meir. So we see, and here by Rav Nachman's din, there is no shaila of Palgina Nemones. Here the shaila is whether a shtar that became ineffective in respect to Matone, he recovered the shrimra, whether it becomes ineffective in respect to shrimra. So we see, all right, anyway, so we see that Rav Nachman, So how can you say, like Rav Shimon and Palgina Dibure, we see that Rav Nachman, so this is what Gemore, Umiyom Rav Nachman, okay? So the Gemore is the kasha. How can Rav Nachman say, Afa Pishi Kilis Rav Yisis, Rav Shimon, Aloche Kramiya, Adloi Palgina Dibure, Rav Nachman himself appears to pass to like Rav Shimon, Palgina Dibure, Elo Maravashi, Hosso Mahane Taimu, Zulach Kuzguri. So now Rav Ashi is saying that there is no machleket between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon on the question of Palgina Dibure. Not only Rav Shimon holds Palgina Dibure. Rav Meir can also agree with the concept of Palgina Dibure. And that's the reason as to why Rav Nachman paskens ligabe shrim rashi kosmo chosmadi momad chizmo chosmo chizabebe. Because even though Rav Nachman paskens like Rav Meir, but Rav Meir can also agree with the halacha of Palgina Dibure. But the reason is why, and Mimele, there is no kasha against Rove, because Rove's din was not only in harmony with Rav Shimon's aloche, it's in harmony with Rav Meir's aloche too. That's why Rove said, But the question was, but Rav Meir appears to be saying that Loi Palgina Dibure. So it's not that Rav Meir, when Yisraeli comes to Shimon, holds Loi Palgina Dibure. But it's not a time. Also, by the time him should laugh was getting. Now let's see the Rashi. Vom Ratach Loch Kamer, du hast ein Chirisch mit Rabbi Yisim, vor dem Osel, so sei ein Gishe, wo wohl in Aschik, nur mit noch ein Hoche, weil die Dibure, schrieb mir Rache, ich komme an Lesen, wo Wasser, schei, aus dem Chirus. Wie Osel, ich stabet bei, au mit Baldino di Bure, hosom do marav nachma loch ikra mea taime laab nishum loi Baldino di Bure. Do kiname is ki yoshem shio kaka plen, di leke plukte di Bure, kom re mea do yosu lecheirus, el taime nishum laav kruz gite u, di gabin shoksiv sei fat Jesus vi shkhlo le avod im gam ve lo lo mi she di khsiv khuf shol nit lo u khsiv ko savlo u bin be Jesus vi khim di kal mei ma di shai ve lo khsiv shiure vi u us ka sich matone vi ko sav yat ko khosay knu lo lav Jesus gomo aber li khad li shia ki o khad Jesus lotis vi ni shtache sho achas ko ma shel khosa vi shu yo khlar ze shekit shi ashem Dus de robe bij het gitte, kruis gitte. We nemen gas in mooi kolle, die mooi kiemen en kio. Maar wat zijn kolle dan in de boren? So what is more saying? That Rameya also agrees with Aloha Pogin in the boren. But why does Rameya say that Shia Kag Kosho is loyal to the Heirin? That's not because of Loy Pogin in the boren. That's because of Krisis. Now what is Krisis to do with this Aloha? Now, the halacha of krisis, so you know, the Gemara mentions that if someone gives a get to his wife and he says, Hariyat b'gereshes al nashu l'tilchi l'sobich le'ilo. So in the gereshes, they in the krisis, because geresh means total separation between husband and wife. Total termination of the bond that has existed in the marital relationship. So, but if he has a certain, if he imposes certain restrictions through the gate. So in other words, he's not completely free from him. He stipulated Naya Nashla Tirich Libesobi Khleilom. So she's not completely free and independent. So it's a chison, so there is a diminution in the crisis. But in this case, what kind of a diminution is there in the total separation between the Odin and the Eved? I mean, the Eved is completely free. He didn't impose any restrictions on the freedom of the Eved. If he would fight Nishtashicho, Hariyato Ben-Kherin, but Al-Minas, that the Shani Eshtabi Bichol Nim Asheni, then you could say it's a Chisom Krisis. Because he's not completely free. He's still mishubet to the Odin. The Odin stipulated in the Shtar Shicho that every Monday, so he has to work for them. But here, they is totally free. He says, Kol nechosai, knuin loch, chutz misole plenis. Chutz misole plenis. So what kind of a diminution in the freedom is there? That we have to understand. Besides the kasha against Rashi, how does the Gemara see that Rav Meir holds with them? All right, that's the discussion. But we'll see about that. But besides that difficulty in the Rashi, so we have to understand what's Rav Ashi's status. Now, so the plain pshat in Rashi and in Tesis also is that here the Gemara says Lafkus Gitehu. The Gemara does not refer to the type of krisis like Ariat Migreshes Al Nash or Tehuchil Bisodichle, but to a different type of krisis. There are two types of krisis. The Rambam says in Perkal Mukhat Gireshin Asor Dvorim Medita Gireshin Mateo. So the Rambam says, Aleph, Vele, she garish mechsav. That she can only be divorced with a document, with a ksav, not by pen. Two, and then he mentions the Rambam, that she says, then he says, three, she yie in yone idom akir is ben olibinam. Question is, two and three seem to be the same thing. So one of the fundamental prerequisites or elements in Gershon is that the second prerequisite is So the Rambam mentions two kinds of crises, but there are two kinds of crises. One kind of krisis is the manner in which he divorces his wife should be such that as a result of this divorce, she is completely detached and separated from him. It has nothing to do with it. So if he says, Hariat Migreshes, Amnashel Tilich Lebisovich, Leilom, so she's not completely separated from him, she still is attached to him. He imposes certain restrictions upon her. She cannot visit her father's home. So that comes within the point of she yoni dovo hakireis binudno. Of course, if he says hariat mitreshes al nashim to nosel plaini, that the Mishnah Darish, he certainly leaves her restricted in her life because she's not allowed to marry a certain person. So that comes within the crisis of Yonei Dover HaKeres Ben Lebino, that the manner in which he divorces her, that the manner of the Gerashin should be such that she becomes completely detached, separated, divorced from him, without any strings attached to him. That's one kind of crisis. And that we learn out from Vinosan Lo Sefer Krisus. It has to be Yoni Dovar HaKeres Ben Lebino. But then there is another kind of krisus. And this is the kind of krisus that the Gemara Nidorim we learned last year. The Gemara Nidorim says that Rabbi Yehuda can hold in Kol HaTorah Kule Yetidayim Shemechiches Avyetayim. But why does Rabbi Yehuda say that even if he wrote Nigatayat Teres Lechodot, but if he didn't try with it, then no, Sifat Ruchim, Yarish Mikim, Yigat Piturim. So then she's not in the Reshes. Why? Because Binyan Krisus Vilekei. So at that time we explained it. What, that's the other Krisus, that's the Krisus of Sfiras Dvorim. That the Gemara says in the Chof on the base, Sefer Sfiras Dvorim. Sfiras different Krisus, as Rashi explained. In other words, that the lotion of Krisus has to be spelled out explicitly in the Gerash. If there is any ambiguity as to the lotion of the Gerash, so the get is possibly right. There is a lot of Sfiras Dvorim. That also the Gemara calls Krisus. And that's why, even though Rabbi Yehuda could agree in Kol HaTorah Kuleh, Yodayim Shemechiches is having Yodayim, but in Get, if he just writes, Hariat Teres Lechodom, he doesn't write, Videi Devil Chonoye, Sifat Ruchim, Vigyar Shemuchim, Vigyat Pitorim, so the Mele, it's not sufficiently spelled out that he's Migarisher through this document. Because maybe he's Migarisher Balpeh, through his fight, through his verbal fight. Maybe his intention is to divorce her Balpeh through his verbal fight. But he gives her the shtar as a shtarai. And he also has to spell out that he is the one who divorces her. V'day demachim, because of the aloha of Sfiras Dvorim. So the Mele, when the Gemara, it's obvious that when, according to Rashi and according to Isis, according to the Rif, it's something else. It's the other crisis. It's the crisis of Shibiyoni, Dovar HaKeres Ben Lebino. But according to Rashi, with life plus Giteru doesn't have reference to the crisis of Yoni Dovar HaKeres Ben Lebino, but it has reference to the crisis of Sefer Sfiras Dvorim. In other words, if the Baal writes in the get, any Ishech, any Baalich, it's not good. He has to write Hariat Migreshes. Hariat Migreshes. Why? But we know, there's no doubt, that even if he writes in the get, any Ishech, any Baalich, his intention is to divorce her. The answer is no. Intention is not enough. Intention is not enough. By Gerashin and by Shtar Shicho, there is a loche of Sefer Sfiras Dvorim Mudorse. So the Meile Rashi says, "Hosom the Rav Nachman, Halach Ikra Miyatayim Lav Mishnah Tavim the Dibureu, Dokinami Hizkashem Shiyo Karka Pleini, Dilek the Pluk the Dibure, Kom Rav Meir Liot Lecheirus, El Taimim Shiyo Lav Kuz Gideu, Digam Yishok Siv Seiva Krisus, ושוכרעבוד אם דם ללא מאישו, תכספחו שלו ניתלו, וכסיבי כל זבור, פינו בקריסוס, וכי מדיגה למימה, ושירי, דון לא חס לשיורי, ויהו להוס גם בשיח המתונה, וליקוסף לעצמו חוסק מילוך, לב קריסס גם. Now, we raise the question. According to Rashi, the Tremia says, Shia kar kol shu yos mechir. Why? Because kim di noches li shiure. Eima, Shia name di day. Why don't we ask him? Let's ask him. And if he says, I never had in my mind the intention of excluding them, so why shouldn't he be mishuchah? So he said, he's wrong shvah. But now I call it maskonat gemore. So enech name, if there hadn't been a halochah of Tzviras Dvorim, so then we wouldn't say it's Dvorim Shebalev. It's not Dvorim Shebalev. Dvorim Shebalev is something that is obviously the other way. And but he comes and tells us his story. He tells us his story. When I was Makne the Nechosim, I did it because I thought I would be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara in Kedushin. So that's a new story. There's something that no one even thought of it at the time of that moment. Masha'ikin here, it's not a novelty, I mean. So if he says, I didn't have in mind to exclude. So everybody thought the same way. Only thing is, there is a remote possibility. So she and day. That's a remote possibility. It's not the most reasonable, the most probable thing. Without him saying anything, if he writes the star, come to Chosek Meloch, chutz misole plenis, chutz misole plenis. So, in all probability, what did he mean to exclude? Just misole plenis. Why should we say he meant to exclude something else too? He didn't say it. If he meant to exclude the Eved, over and above the solid plenis, he should have said, chutz misole plenis v'chutz me'atzmecha. Why didn't he say it? So in all probability, he did not mean. But there is a certain ambiguity. There is a possibility. So in all stories, it wouldn't be a chispso. But in Shtar Shicho, there is a halacha of Sviras Dvori, in other words, everything has to be explicitly spelled out. Not implicitly spelled out, but explicitly spelled out. So as long as there is any ambiguity in the lashon, and as long as we could say that midinoches lishiyure shia name le'eved, so the mele it's not sufficiently explicitly spelled out. So it's a chisom yisrael. That's the pshat in Rashi. All right. Now, let's see this. But still, we have to understand Rashi is difficult. Why did the Gemara say that Reb Meir holds Loi Palgin Dibore? How do we know that Reb Meir holds Loi Palgin Dibore? In the Halakha. The Gemara didn't know. The Gemara didn't know of Kruz Gide. So then we had to explain it on the basis of Dvorim Shebalev. So what's the right that Reb Meir holds Loi Palgin Dibore? Maybe Reb Meir also agrees that we say Palgin Dibore. And the reason is why Reb Meir says in the case where it was Mishaya, and Sot Yeshein and Misuye, so there, the Eved is not Yitz Lachemus, because even if he's Mishaya and Sot Misuye, we have to be Cheshesh. Maybe he meant to be Mishaya the Eved. So Achaz Kamo Bechamo, when he was Mishaya and Sot Yeshein and Misuye, we certainly have to be Cheshesh. There's the kasha that told the shame mechanism. Now let's see the thesis. Leilom becheirim, pirish bekuntres, mikom arav shim leilom, mashu leish neich edikon lishon lechosim, bish pirish ashiyo, leish neich edikon lishon lechosim, bish pirish ashiyo, leish neich edikon lishon lechosim, bikon lechus bisko kake, te ash lechon lishon kake, vichol chad lechad lechomim ulaim shishiyo, vapimu achim becheirim, al mepalim lichu, dokom lechosim kom alim, lechon lechosim, ביקשי, אנחנו גם נזכה של קרקי, מכל מוקים, קודם כל קרקי בישלי, אלו שיד אבן על תחתינו, והיא כחוד לעץ מביסקו, מהיגי שבל חוסי, כי נתנם בפרק ביסקו. Tifreshes that one can be makne isolation misu. Isolation misu. Now we could say on this kasha that Rashi Shiti is true. Rashi will agree that one can be makne isolation misu. But to be shayer isolation misu, that's different. If he's makne isolation, so he's makne isolation misu isolation. Which sode does he get? He gets the most inferior sode. So yad al keh al tachtein. But when he's mishayer, so then, if he's mishayer, to be mishayer in sode shem misurim, that he cannot. Haknoi yes, but she or not. Vei mari, di reyom de rapshimen bo leisi, af leile yale iso yir, o yeisi sode, כדיקטון הסייבר בלי סרט כמו בס וחלקם אני פי רב שימן אי מלאי לו ברחב עד שאים הכל נחוס אני עושה לפי נעבדי חוץ מאיך הוא מביא בשבן או מה חוץ מי הפלייני חוץ מסוד הפלייני אף לא אין שום איסויר או איס יסוד זו חייבת נחוסים וכל העצמי מחיירים ומסקאים די בכל נחוס על הבאמת לבד ואבל מיני כשומע חוץ ובאת ליבורי מה שומע כל נחוס כל מה שלא נפלוח יוצא לחיירו לבלגין הליבורי. Very strange job in Tesis. So Tesis doesn't explain Rav Shimon's shite of Leipalgin and Bure on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon says that even if he's Mishaye, a Sode Sheni Misuye, so then the Eved is still Nitzel Echeus. So that's a Raya of Palgin and Bure. Tesis couldn't explain that on the basis, because according to Rashi, like, can explain that on the basis of Kokonta, Rashi cannot be Mishaye a Sode Sheni Misuye. So if you are Mishaye a Sode Sheni Misuye, then the whole grant is nullified, is frustrated. So the whole grant is defeated. Masha'in came according to Yitzvah, says it can be Mishaya also the Shem Yisuyin. So in Mele, there is no problem of Palgin and Dibur, or in Palgin and Dibur. So the Yitzvah has to explain Rav Shimon on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon, as it appears from the Sefte, that according to Rav Shimon, the Eved is Ben Chirin, even the case where the Odin wrote in the Shtar, Kol Nichosai Nisuni Liplei Niavdi Chutz Misode number one. And then it turns out that he only owns, the Odin only owns Sode number one. He doesn't own any other Sodeis. He doesn't own any other Nichosim. So Mimele just Sode number one. So Mimele, so then it turns out that when he says kol nechosai, so when a person says kol nechosai, nisuni leplei niavdi, so everybody will come to the conclusion, the plain meaning, the plain connotation of this expression, kol nechosai knuin leplei niavdi, that is makne to the eved more than the eved to the eved. Now, because if, but it turns out that what was he makne to the Eved? Just the Eved to the Eved. So Memele, this expression is a repugnant expression. Because now we see that when the Ran says that if an Odin writes in the Shtar, Nechosai Knui Loch, so then the Shichur is not included. Only if he writes Kol Nechosai Knui Loch. So then the Shichur, the Eved himself is included. But in the case where he writes Kol Nechosai Knui Loch, Chutz Misod HaPlayis, and then it turns out that everything that he possesses besides himself is the Sod HaPlayis. Since he excluded the Sod HaPlayis, so that means what was he makne to the Eved? The Eved he was makne to the Eved. So Memele, this is a repugnant expression. It's not a repugnant expression if the Kol Nechosai includes other items, other Nechosim, besides the Eved. Then Kol Nechosai is not a repugnant expression in respect to Shichur. But if it turns out that the Kol Nechosai had reference only to the Eved, then Kol Nechosai is a repugnant expression in respect to the Eved himself only. So it's a repugnant expression. So Memele, So Bimele, he says, so he says, Afila isha moisi, or he says, son is of Abu Hosin for Asim Hale. The Miskan, the Bukom Hosa, the Lavle, the Devil of Adi. But I mean, it is your mahoots, me back in the Bure, Masho Makom Hosa. So Bimele, since he says, Kol Nechosa, Chutz Misho Neklemis, and so Neklemis is the only Nechosim that he possesses, except himself. So that means that the Kol Nechosa applies only to himself. Kol Nechosa, in respect to himself only, is a repugnant expression. That's not a Rosh Hashiko Kol Nechosa. We see that the Ram says that even Nechosa, when he has many Nechosim, if he has hundreds of these, and he has an Eved, and he writes to the Eved, Nechosai Kmimloch, so Nechosai does not include the Eved himself. Alachas Kamo Bechamo, if he writes Kol Nechosai, and the Chutz Misod Eplenis, and then it turns out that Sod Eplenis is the only Nechosim that the Odin possesses, except the Eved himself, so that it turns out, in final analysis, that the Kol Nechosai has reference to one Nechosim, to whom? David. So, Kol Nechosai is not a proper, is not a Loshon of Shichu. It can be a Loshon of Shichu if the Nechosim include other things, if the Kol Nechosai include other Nechosim besides David. But if the Kol Nechosai expression is limited to the David only, then it's not a Loshon of Shichu. It's not a Loshon of Shichu. So the question is, so why does, and Rav Shimon says that even in this case, so is Yotzer Achilus. The answer is, Rav Shimon holds Baldin the Boy. So in other words, suppose he wrote, instead of writing in the Shtar, Kol Nechosai Tmuyinoch, Chutz Misod Eplenis, he would write, Atzmicho, Unechosai, Knuyinoch, Chutz Misod Eplenis. And then it turns out that the Sod Eplenis is the only Nechosim that he owns, besides the Eved. So then we wouldn't say, no one would say, Rav Meir wouldn't be chelik either. And then Rav Meir would also agree that if the Odin wrote in the Shtar explicitly, Atzmicho, Nechosai, Tmimloch, Chutz Misod Eplenis, Ve'ilu Yaloiz, Esod Eplenis. So then Rav Meir would also agree that the Eved is Yotzer Achilus. Why? Because if he writes in the Shtar, Atzmicho, Nechosai, Tmimloch, Chutz Misod Eplenis, so then it's like two stories. Ishtar Shifu and Ishtar Matone. Suppose he would write on two pieces of paper. On one piece of paper he would write Atzmicho Konloch, Knuiloch, and on the other piece of paper he would write Nechosai Chutz Misod Eplenis Knuiloch. So what would we say? This Shtar on which he wrote Nechosai Chutz Misod Eplenis Knuiloch, that's verbiage, that's a nullity. Nechosai Chutz Misod Eplenis Knuiloch, and Sod Eplenis is the only Sode that he owns. So it's like saying the Sode that I own, mine is the Sode that I own, I am Akhtikar. So what does it mean? I mean, the Sode I own, mine is the Sode I own, I am Akhtikar. I am Akhtikar to zero. So in other words, so it's a nullity, it's verbiage. So if he writes on a piece of paper, Nechosai Chutz Misod Eplenis Knuiloch, so that's null and void. Now, so what difference does it make whether he wrote it on two pieces of paper or on one piece of paper? If he spelled it out, Atzmicho Nechosai Chutz Misod Eplenis Knuiloch, so Mimele, even Rameya would agree that everything is Yotzer Achilus, because it's two stories. But when does Rameya say that David is not Yotzer Achilus, if he writes, Atz Kol Nechosai Chutz Misod Eplenis Knuiloch. So Rameya says, Loi Paldin and Dibur. We don't split that Dibur of Kol Nechosai into Atz Michol Nechosai Knuiloch. In other words, according to Rav Shimon, we say Paldin and Dibur. So Kol Nechosai Knuiloch is equal to Atz Michol Nechosai Knuiloch. So it's Paldin and Dibur. According to Rameya, we don't say Paldin and Dibur. So in other words, we don't treat it as if he wrote Atzmicho Nechosai Chutz Misod Eplenis Knuiloch. So according to Rameya, it's one shtar. It's the same shtar. According to Rav Shimon, it's two shtores. So that's why according to Reb Meir, the Eved is not Yetzel Chayrus, and according to Reb Shimon, the Eved is Yetzel Chayrus. So we see, how do we see that Reb Shimon holds Palgin and Dibure? Because if Reb Shimon had held Loi Palgin and Dibure, so then, if he writes in the shtar, Kol Nechosai Chutz B'Sarei Plenis Kriyoloch, we don't split the shtar and treat it as if he wrote Atzmi Kol Nechosai Chutz B'Sarei Plenis Kriyoloch. So then it turns out it's one shtar, and that expression, in that one shtar, in his mind, had reference only to the Eved. But Kol Nechosai cannot have reference. It's a repugnant expression. It cannot have reference just to the Eved, Kol Nechosai. You see that the Ram says that even Nechosai could not have reference, could not include the Eved. But Kol Nechosai should be limited just to the Eved, that's certainly not. So Mimele, there is no Losh Shichu. There is no Losh Shichu according to the Meir. But why does Reb Shimon say that the Eved is Yitzel Chayrus? Because Reb Shimon holds Kol Gin and Dibure. So then we separate, we split the Loshim of Kol Nechosai into Atzmicho Unechosai Chutz Misal Tlenis Kriyoloch. So then it becomes Shtush Dores. So which Dores is a nullity? Which Shtar is a nullity? The Shtar Matoni is a nullity. But the Shtar of Atzmicho Konoloch is not a nullity. So we thus see that Reb Meir holds with Palgin Dibure and Reb Shimon holds Palgin Dibure. Now, so we have to say that Rashi, now the question is, according to Rashi's pshat, how does the Gemara know that Reb Meir holds Lipal in the boy? The answer is, as far as Reb Meir is concerned, Rashi will agree with Tesis pshat. Rashi will agree with Tesis pshat. In other words, because Tesis mentioned the Tisefti. So from the Tisefti it appears that Reb Meir and Reb Shimon are chilek in the case of Kol Nechosai Kenun Lo Chutz Misodei Plenis Ve'in Lo Eloisisod. So Reb Meir says that the Eved is not Yetzel Chayrus, and Reb Shimon says that the Eved is Yetzel Chayrus. So in the Mele, Rashi says, you see, like this, if he has many sodis, and he says, chutz misod plenis, so then, according to Reb Meir, we say, v'dinoches lishiyure, l'didei namishim. That's only if he has 100 sodis, or 10 sodis, or 5 sodis, and he has an Eved. And the rights, Kol Nechosai Kenun Lo Chutz Misodei Plenis. So then we can anticipate the possibility. Since he's disposed to exclude something, maybe he excludes something else. Maybe his intention is to exclude something else. Alright. Mashiachin in the case where he has just Sodei number one, and he has another, and he doesn't own anything else, and the rights, Kol Nechosai Kenun Lo Chutz Misodei Plenis. So is a child to say midinochis lishiyure shir nameho? So then the question arises: shir namelevet? So he's crazy. He's off his mind. Why did he write the shtar? All he owns is an evet and the son number one. And then he writes the shtar: kol nechosai tnuiloch chutz mison number one. And that is the only son that he owns. What else does he own? Nothing except himself. So how can we say? How can we even imagine that his intention was to exclude himself to the Evetu? To exclude the Evetu. If his intention was to exclude the Evetu, and he certainly excluded Sonnet number one, so he excluded everything. So what was he makne? So he's off his mind. He writes a shtar, and he's not makne anything. So in the case where he wrote, Kol Nechosai Kenun Lo Chutz Misodei Plenis, and the Sode Klemis is the only Sode that the Odin possesses, so then we cannot say, Midinochis Lishnure Shia Namali Didei. But the Meir says, Lo Yotze Mechelin in that case too. Not only in the case where the Odin has 100 Sodeis, and the why it's called Chazak Milo Chutz Misode Klemis. So in that case, we understand this why the Meir says, Lo Yotze Mechelin. Because Midinochis Lishnure Shia Namali Didei. But the Meir says in the Tisepte, that even in the case of where he has just one Sode, the Sode Klemis, and the why it's called Chazak Milo, Chutz Misode Klemis, and that's the only Sode he possesses. So in that case, Rameya also says, David is not Yitzel Chayrus. Here we cannot explain Rameya on the basis of Minoches Lishiyure Shiyan Amal Ebed. So on what basis? So here we have to explain Rameya in the same way as Stasis explains Rameya. You see? As Stasis explains Rameya. Oh, so then the question, so in other words, so how do we know that Rameya holds Loi Palgir Dibure, in the same way as Teisves explains. How do we know according to Teisves? Because Rameya in the Tisepte says that in the case of Kol Nechosayt Milo Chutz Mishode Plenis, Veilei Alei Sesode, Alei Sode Plenis. So Rameya says, Loi Yotz Lecheus. Why is Yotz Lecheus? Because Kishom Achutz Mivat Dibure Mashom Akol Nechosayt. But Rav Shimon says, Palgir Dibure. But Rameya doesn't say Palgin and Dibure. So according to Rashi also, the reason, how do we know that Rameya holds by Palgin and Dibure? Because if Rameya had held, Loi Palgin and Dibure, then Rameya wouldn't say that David is not Yotzel Echeus. Because if Rameya had held Palgin and Dibure, so when he writes, Kom Nechosai Knilo, Chutz Misode Plenis, Vein Leil, Is Esode Plenis, so it should be considered as if he wrote the shtar, as if he had written the shtar, Atzmichon, Nechosai, Chutz Misode Plenis Knilo. In that case, so everybody would agree that David is Yitzel Chayus, but in this case, Rameya says David is Loi Yotzel Chayus. So it's a riot that Rameya holds Loi Palgin and Dibure. So it's like this. So then the next question is, if Rashi explains Rameya the same way as Teisves, so why did he have to resort in the explanation of Rav Shimon to something else? So he could have explained Rav Shimon also the same as Teisves? The answer is, no. We cannot, on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon says, that's Rashi Shimon, on the basis of the fact that Rav Shimon says that in the case of Kom Nechosai Knulo Chutz Misode Plenis Vein Leyalu Yisesode, so Rav Shimon says the Eved is still Yitzel Echeirus, so it's no raya that Rav Shimon holds that Palgin Dibure, because maybe the pshat of Rav Shimon is that it's not considered a repugnant expression, because sometimes people talk that way. As a matter of fact, the Raivet explains the Gemara a little different than Teisves. How does the Raivet and the Ramban, they explain, and the Ramban praises this pshat of the Raivet. So, how does the Raivet explain the Gemara? So the Raivet says, not dafke in the case of Kol Nechosai Knulo Chutz Misode Plenis Vein Leil Yisesode has to do with Palgin Dibure. Even if he says Kol Nechosai Knulo Chutz Misode Plenis, and he has 100 sodes, so it also has to do with Palgin Dibure, the Raivet says, because actually the whole expression, I mean, even though every person talks that way 1,000 times a day, but it's a repugnant expression. Everybody talks in an illogical way. In an illogical way, because that expression, Kol Nechosai Knulo Chutz Misode Plenis, is a repugnant expression. It's a Tarta Nisas. Logically, it contains a contradiction, because Kol Nechosai means Kol Nechosai, not Dafke in regard to Eved. Suppose somebody gives a Shtar Matone. One person, Ruvein, is Makne, always Nechosai to Shimon, but he excludes something. He has 10 sodas. So soda number 1, soda number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5, number 6, number 7, number 8, number 9, number 10. So, you know, and suppose he wants to be makne all the sodas from number 1 till number 9, but not number 10. So then, in order to formulate it in a logical way, he should say, I am makne to you, so the number one, so the number two, so the number three, number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine. That would be a logical formulation. But if he would say, all my sodas are transferred to you, except for soda number 10, would be a repugnant expression. It's illogical. It's a contradiction in terms. Because when you say, kol nechosai tmurimoch, what does kol mean? Kol means tshuvika mashmoy, all my sodas. What kind of all my sodas is it if one soda is excluded? So it's a contradiction, it's a tata nisase. But people talk that way, as a shorthand method. So that happens every day in every person. I mean, even those who are matpid on their expression, so they still, every day, they use repugnant expressions. It's illogical to say, all my sodas, except soda number 10, are transferred. If one sode is not transferred, so not all the sodes are transferred. He could say, 9 sodes of the 10 sodes I own are transferred. And sode number 10 is not transferred to you. That would be a logical formulation. But to say, all my sodes are transferred to you, except sode number 10, that's a repugnant expression. So, Mimele, this is how the Rabbit explains. The Gemara and the Halabine assumed that the machleik is between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon is on the question as to whether we say Palgin Dibure or we don't say Palgin Dibure. So the male Reb Meir says, Hakeis if come the horse of Labde, Yosem Mechir, she a karaka culture, lo Yosem Mechir. Because Reb Meir holds lo Palgin Dibure. So the male, if he writes the star, come the horse I can loch, we don't split it. And we don't say kol nechosai equals to atzmi kol nechosai. No, kol nechosai equals to kol nechosai. We can't split it into atzmi kol nechosai knuyimov. So kol nechosai means kol nechosai knuyimov. Kol nechosai means kol nechosai. All means all. And then he says chutz mishon the plain means. So it's a tarni sasre. It's a repugnant loshen. A repugnant loshen has to be rejected as verbiage. A repugnant lashon. It's verbiage. He doesn't talk straight. He talks illogical, in an illogical way. It's itad and it's asre. So that's why it's lo yotze mecherin. It's lo yotze mecherin. So but Rav Shimon says palgin and dibure. So the mele we split the lashon of kol nechosai. Suppose he would say atzmicho. V'kol nechosai chutz misod ha'plenis knuyim loch. So then we would say, of course it's a repugnant expression. What constitutes the repugnant expression? Nechosai chutz misod ha'plenis knuyim loch. But the atzmicho knuyim loch is not repugnant. So the nechosai chutz misod ha'plenis knuyim loch is rejected as verbiage. But the atzmicho knuyim loch is not rejected. So, but according to Rav Shimon, we say Palgin Dibure. So Kol Nechosai Knuyim Loch Chutz Misod HaPlenis is equal, is reduced to into Atzmicho V'Nechosai Chutz Misod HaPlenis Knuyim Loch. But Reb Meir says Loi Palgin Dibure. So we cannot reduce it, we cannot change it into Atzmicho V'Nechosai. Kol Nechosai has to remain Kol Nechosai. Kol Nechosai Chutz Misod HaPlenis. So it's not a lotion of Gei Av Shichu. Because a repugnant expression is not a lashon of shichu. It's not a lashon of anything, a repugnant expression. So, this is how the Rambam explained it. So this was the Rambam of Gemara, and that's the reason why the Gemara asked the Kashi against Robin, against Rav Nachman. So then Rav Asher said, no, it's not that Rav Meir holds Loi Palgin HaNibure. Rav Meir also holds Palgin HaNibure. But even though he holds Palgin HaNibure, but since by get there is aloch of sfiras dvorim, so he has to use, it has to be formulated in logical language. So even though we say palgin and dibure, so still it's inconsistent with ian aksav shegil shomisino mikyana. This is how the habits go. Anyway, Taisus does not explain. Taisus does not explain the same way as the Raavad. Why? Not that Taisus disagrees with the Raavad. From on an ideal level, so Taisus would agree with the Raavad. Everybody must agree with the Raavad. That kol nechosai chutz misori plainis is a repugnant expression. But people like to talk with brevity, and they like to resort to shortened methods. So the Mele seems all people resort to shortened methods, and they talk that way, even though on an ideal level it's a repugnant expression. It's itad nisazka to say kol nechosai chutz misori plainis. It's illogical talk. But people like to, that the universal practice of people, to resort to shorthand methods. To resort to shorthand methods. So, Memele, it's not considered repugnant, because this is the connotation of kol nechosai k'mi lochutz misori plainis. So the connotation, the obvious implication and connotation of kol nechosai k'mi lochutz misori plainis is that something number one, number two, number three, up to nine is gone, except for something number 10. That's the obvious connotation. Even though on an ideal level, it's repugnant. Mashenke, that's the reason why Taisus doesn't follow the Raavad's pshat. But in the case where he says, kol nechosai k'mui lo chutz misori plainis, ve'in li alei sesodeh, then even from the point of view of the shortened method that is used by people, it's repugnant. I mean, then even according to the pattern, of people, and the usage of people, and the custom and practice of people, it's repugnant. What kind of talk is it? Kol nechosai k'nuyin loch, chutz misori plainis, and ve'in li alei sesodeh. So that means that the kol nechosai is limited only, is only expressive of the Eved himself. So why didn't he say, atzmecha kol loch? I mean, shorter and everything. So that certainly is a repugnant expression. According to the Raavad, so even if he has 1,000 sodeis, and he says, kol nechosai k'mi lo chutz misori plainis, it's a repugnant expression. But Taisus is chilek on the Raavad, because Taisus holds that whether it's repugnant or not repugnant is not to be determined on an ideal level, but it is to be determined by the usage of people. But in the case of kol nechosai k'mi lo chutz misori plainis, ve'in li alei sesodeh, then even from the point of view of the usage and practice of people, it's repugnant. So that's why, so it's not a loshen shicho. That's the reason as to why Rabbi Meir says, lo yotzei chayos. But Reb Shimon holds pogonim d'gemurah, so then we change it. We paraphrase his loshen of kol nechosai into atzmicho nechosai chutz misori plainis. So then we say, what is repugnant? The second shtar, the shtar matone is repugnant, the shtar shichu is not even repugnant. But Reb Meir says repugnant dibure, so we don't have two shtars. We only have one shtar. So maybe it's repugnant. If it's repugnant, it's not loshen shichu. Now let's go back to Rashi. The question is, now since Rashi explains Reb Meir the same way as Taisus, so why didn't Rashi explain Reb Shimon also that way? The answer is, from Reb Shimon, Rashi holds that we couldn't deduce from Reb Shimon's din in the case of Hakesiv Kol Mechosov Knuin Mochut Misod Atleidis Vein Leilis Yisodeh. So Reb Shimon says, Yotze Mechirin. So he couldn't deduce that Reb Shimon holds Palgimon Dibur. Maybe Reb Shimon doesn't hold Palgimon Dibur. But then, why does Reb Shimon say, in the case of kol nechosai k'mi lo chutz misori plainis, ve'in lo alei sesodeh? So, the Eved is still Yitzel HaChayus, because just as Taisus says, that that it's not considered a repugnant expression. Why? Because people, all the people who resort to this shorthand method, so you could say that Rav Shimon holds that even the case of so then most people don't resort to such expressions, to such formulation. But since certain people like to talk that way, so it's not an important expression either. So mainly it's a Lashon Shicho. After all, what is language? Language is only the medium between the heart, as the Ibn Ezra says in one of his poems. So in other words, so mainly, if he prefers to write that way, to formulate his ideas, his intentions that way, so it also is a Rosh Hashanah. So we could say that's the reason as to why Reb Shimon says Yotzei Lechayrus in the case of Kol Nechosai Knuin Loch Chutz Misod Plainis Vein Leyalo Yisisod. So why? Because Reb Shimon, so Rashi has to resort to the fact that Reb Shimon says David Yotzei Lechayrus in the case where he's Mishayir Eisov Yishayim Yisuyah. So then the whole Matone becomes ineffective. And still it remains effective in regard to Shichu. But he couldn't deduce from Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon holds from the fact that Rav Shimon says in connection with the case of Kol Nechosai Knuin Loch Chutz Misod Plainis Vein Lo Yisisodeh that Eved Yitz Lachayrus. Because we could say the reason is why Rav Shimon says in that case that Eved Yitz Lachayrus, not because Rav Shimon holds Palgim Dibure, but because Rav Shimon holds that even though the Dibur is only Miskai Be'evet Levade, so then the Chutz is not Levat of the Bure. It's not a repugnant expression, because it is clear what his intention is. So no matter how bizarre a formulation he adopts, it is still a lotion of Shichut. We could say that. So, but Meir obviously does not hold that it's still a proper expression. Because Rabbeinu says in so many words that in the case of Kol Nechosai Knuin Loch Chutz Misod Plainis Vein Lo Yisisodeh, so then the Eved is not Yitz Lachayrus. So Rabbeinu obviously holds that it's not Lashon Shichu. So it's a Raya Brure that Rabbeinu holds Lo Yipalgim HaDibure. But we couldn't deduce from Rav Shimon that Rav Shimon holds Palgim HaDibure. Maybe Rav Shimon also holds Lo Yipalgim HaDibure. But Rav Shimon holds that even without Palgim HaDibure, so the Chutz Misod Plainis is not mivatel the first dibur. It's not. It doesn't become a repugnant expression. Just as according to Teisves, Kol Nechosai Knuin Loch Chutz Misod Plainis is not repugnant. Why? Because it's universally used that expression as a shortened method. So maybe according to Rav Shimon, even though this kind of formulation is not universally used, but since it is obvious what his intention was, to just to be makne the Eved to the Eved and nothing else, but he formulated in a very weird and strange way, so it's still a Lashon Shichu, not because Palgim HaDibure. So that's why we have Rashi had to resort to the other memre of Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon says that the Eved is Yitz Lachayrus, even the case where is Mishayim is Odeshim Misuyim, so then the whole Matoni becomes ineffective, and still it remains effective as Ishtar Shifu. So it's a Raya that we say Pogani. So it's a Raya that we say Pogani. Fine. Now, the next is Halochit Rameyer, who Rameyer Zal Kedait of Isopa, the Loi Pogani Dibuye, and we come Reb Shimon Leil, or Mashmaf, who may sing it. Now, so you see from the tasteless lotion it's mashma. That whereas in respect to the Havam Nebidumore, Teisves was chelik on the Raivet. The Raivet explains even the Havam Nebidumore on the basis of the fact that that kol nechosa k'muyla chutz misoy kleinis, even if he has 100 tzoris, even if he has 1,000 tzoris. So it's a repugnant expression, unless we say kol nechosa. So then it becomes reduced into kol nechosa, atzmi kol nechosa k'muyla chutz misoy kleinis. But if we don't apply the aloha following the bure, so the loshen does not become reduced into the loshen of atzmichon chosai chutz misoy kleinis k'muyloch. So then it's a repugnant expression, even in the case where he has 1,000 tzoris, because on an ideal level it's repugnant. On an ideal level it's repugnant. But this v'shita is the habamin of the gemara. So even though on an ideal level kol nechosai k'muyloch chutz misoy kleinis is repugnant, but al kedin we don't consider it repugnant. And we consider it a loshen shichur in view of the fact that it's the universal practice of people to express themselves that way. Every person expresses himself that way. He uses it as a shorthand method to formulate it in an illogical way. That's in respect to the Havamim. But in respect to the Maskonot of the Gemara, so Teisves agrees with the Raavad. You see, in the Maskonot of the Gemara, so Teisves doesn't mention the case, doesn't spell out the case of kol nechosai k'muyloch chutz misoy kleinis v'ilo eloheis yesoreh. He doesn't mention the case. In the Hava Mineh he mentions the case of kol nechosai k'muyloch chutz misoy kleinis v'ilo eloheis yesoreh. But in Maskonot Gemara, Rashi's Teretz, he says, El Mishiblach Kuzgitehu, Peirush, Peirze Chrisus, Kim Sheyesh Shio B'dibo, Sheo Mishtach Rebei, Deoma kol nechosai, V'in Niskayim Kulei. In other words, what does it mean? Because the Teretz of the Gemara is based completely on the aloha of Sfiras Dvorim. So there is a special aloha. So in the Hava Mineh, when the Gemara didn't know of Sfiras Dvorim, that's based, that Rav Shimon's din is based upon Sfiras Dvorim. So there we only had to consider whether in Kol HaTerei Kulei it's a loshen shichur or not. So then we say, so Teisves in the Hava Mineh assumed that since there is no special aloha in shichur, that there has to be an exact loshen of shichur, an exact and accurate and logical loshen of shichur. So mimele, all that is required is the same thing that is required legabe other haknoyos. So there is no aloha that one must express himself in exact language, in accurate language. You see, so Mele, so Teisves was Chemikan and Raivet and said, true, on an ideal level it's a repugnant expression. But that's the way people talk, that's the way people write all the time. So Mele, it is Loshen Shichur. That's the reason as to why Teisves had to resort to the case of Kol Nechosai K'muyloch or Chutz Misoy Kleinis V'ilo Eloheis Yesoreh. Mashenki in the Teretz of Ravashi, so Ravashi basis the din of Rebbeir upon Sfiras Dvorim. What does Sfiras Dvorim imply? Sfiras, Sheyei and Aksav, Shekir, Shavisim, Amikiyone. So Mele, that implies that it must be formulated, Iget or Ishtashicho, must be formulated in clear, explicit, and logical language. Not in repugnant language. So then Teisves doesn't mention the case of kol nechosai k'muyloch chutz misoy kleinis yesoreh, but he mentioned the case of kol nechosai k'muyloch chutz misoy kleinis even if he has 1,000 tzoris, because at an ideal level it's repugnant, and if it's an ideal level it's repugnant, so it doesn't conform to the requirement of Sfiras Dvorim of Sheyei and Aksav Shegirsho V'Yisio Mikiyon. This is what Teisves says. Kim Sheyeshio B'Dibo Sheo Mishtach Rebei דומא קום חוסאי במסקאים קולי אבל באבת שלי איתה וקוסבי קום חוסאי כתבים לוח פוגינו דיבור השבי לקחוז גיתו וראשו פירי גלב קחוז גיתו ושל מתלמם המנשאי המחוס עם שיר נעבבת ופיזה בין לי אלי סעיד ולשאי המנמם המנוח את משיעורי שיר נעבבת מי גרם מי עדוס לחירוס דיפוגינו דיבור ואם מה שרקים בדיספטה כי דיפרשתי וראש נפיל אני מיושה דאפילו אין לי אלי סעיד משמע דיקול שכי יש לשון לחוסים יוצא לחירוס ועד הרב רב מי אלי פולי כאלו מי יש לשון לחוסים. But according to what we said, Rashi explains Rameya the same way as Teis says. It's only in regard to Rav Shimon that Rashi has a different explanation. Now, But there is a difference between Rashi's pshat in the Maskoneh Gemore, Ravash's Teretz, and Teisa's pshat in Ravash's Teretz. According to Teisa's, so the pshat in Ravash's Teretz is that there is a chison of Sfira's drawing because on an ideal level, Kol Mechosayich Milochutz Misod Pleinis is a repugnant expression. According to Rashi, so even on the basis, even by Shtashichu, there is a loche of Sfira's drawing, the fact that it's an ideal level, it's a repugnant expression, is of no significance. Why? Because Alib Demes, since it's the universal practice of people to express themselves that way, so it's not repugnant. So it's exact and logical also. Because that's the way people talk as a shorthand method. So how do we know that Rameya, even according to Maskona Divari, how do we know that Rameya holds Loi Paulina de Bure? Because Rameya says that Chia Kalka Kosho is Loyotso Mechelin. Why? So the reason is because there is a remote possibility that with the Nochis Nishiyure, Shia Namal Ebed, even though it's only a possibility, not a probability. In all probability, if the Odin spells out one exclusion, so he doesn't intend to make another exclusion. But since there is a remote possibility that with the Nochis Nishiyure, Shia Namal Ebed, so mainly there is a diminution in the clarity of the language. And here, the Xerxakos of Asfira's Dvorim implies that the language has to be clear and explicit. And if there is a remote possibility, even though it's not a probability, that with the Noches L'Shiyure, Shia Namal Ebed, so mainly there is a diminution in the clarity of the Rosh Hashichu. Or the Rosh Hashichu. So that's the reason as to why Rebbeir says that Lo Yosefius. Now, let's see the Rebbeir. Man kreif shim am bagen le goit tag is doch was lab de wat me geirin shia ka kol shu yot me geirin kreif shim nei mele un me geirin lat shim kom ni khol sai kom ni khol sai ni shim plein ab di khiz me khol ribe shbe ta le kam so va kim di shia ka kol shu stam di khol ab ni fu la hu kol shu du le kni u sham ni hil ka kol ni khol sai le mide ve khim ni kol ni khol sai klo mat nam le kol du le pal ni bu kreif shim so va ga kam yo khim fu la hu ni kol ni khol sai Kone Atzmi, Paulina di Bure. So Rad Rif is similar to Rashi. So he says, Kim di Shia Kar Kol Shu Stam, Lo Yoch Lavdi di Bure. So all the Rishenim raise the same kashas against the Rif that the Rishenim raise against Rashi. But one can be makne the Rosh Hashanah. The answer is the same answer. That even though one can makne the Rosh Hashanah, but one cannot be Mishaya, a Dovo. Because if somebody, and it could be for the same reason, why do we say that one could not be Mishaya, Eidor Hashem Yisroyem, because actually on an ideal level, Kol Nechosayit Gnuyenoch, Chutz Misodet Plainis, is a repugnant expression. It's a repugnant expression. But people talk that way. So we don't consider it Al-Pidin as repugnant. So the melee, the Shio is considered the Shio. Mashiachin in the case where the Shio itself is in Misuyim. So then we say, since the expression Kol Nechosai implies Kol Nechosai means all the sons. But he can make an exclusion. So if he spells out the exclusion, Chutz Misodet Plainis, even though on an ideal level, it's repugnant, so we don't consider it repugnant. Mashein came where it doesn't even spell out the identity of the exclusion. So then, if it's a Dovashem Nisuyem, so we ignore the exclusion. And since he uses it actually in general terms, so it's considered as if there is no exclusion. But we cannot say that all the sodis are connoted to him, because that is That is, there is an Indian in the Muchach, he doesn't want to be makna all the sadeis. So the mele, the whole aknoy is ineffective. That's Rashi Shite and the Rifshi. Alright. The Rifshi and Sola Avon Abu Yochan Livur El Al Midi. So the whole matone remains ineffective, but the Shicho is effective. The Likonim Lichosim Kon Arzmi, who Palgino Dimur. Alright. So it's like Rashi. Vom Rav Yisba Miyuma, Rav Nachman, Rav Pishit Vos Rav Yisis, Rav Shimen, Tag Shem, Rav Dvorov, Rav Shiesi, Kor Rav Mikra Zesus, Ayin Yishot Meish Vor Nechich, Haloch Eker Rav Meyer, Om Rahim Maslit Mishmav Kruz Gedehu, Di Masnil, Di Chim, Di Shio, Di Kar, Kol Shu, Vikos Avoche Begite, Havle, Mi Rabbe Yisruse, Di Gavo, Di Gite, Uch Egein Ze, Eini Get Krisis, Di Bino, Di Lebe Gite, Di Chirusi Kul Lavde, Vi Leke, ומשמוכן לסילקה זה כרב שימן. Now we see that where is according to Rashi, now there are two kinds of crisis. One kind of crisis is שיין עקסב, שגיר שמיסיון דיונן. The other kind of crisis is שיין יונה ידו מהכרס בינו לבינו. So according to Rashi, the thesis and the Raimed, so the Pshat, Tlach Kruzgitehi, when Rav Asher says, has reference to the Kruzgite of Shinyin Aksav Shikir Shemisirom Kiyone, not to the crisis of Shinyin Yone Dovacher is Bino Bino. But according to the Riv, the crisis here that Rav Asher mentions is the crisis of Shinyin Yone Dovacher is Bino Bino. It's the same kind of crisis like Al-Menashe Leteuchel Misovir. It's the same kind of crisis like Al-Menashe Leteuchel Misovir. So then the get is no get. Why is the get no get? Because the woman remains restricted. She's not completely dissolved from the husband. She's not completely detached and separated and divorced from the husband. He still pulls his strings on her. He imposes his restrictions upon her. She cannot visit her father's home. She cannot marry a certain person. So here too is the same kind of crisis. Because since in the same shtar that through which the Eved becomes Mishucher, the shtar is expressive of certain reservations, of certain rights of the owner. Because this shtar is expressive of certain rights of the owner. What are the rights of the owner? The reservation. His Mishayel is a certain sovereign. So since the same shtar that is Mishachle the Eved, whereby the Eved becomes Mishucher, is expressive of certain reservations and certain rights that remain vested in the Odin. So then there is a diminution in the total separation between the Odin and the Eved. So in other words, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the crisis is the crisis of Inyan Aksav Shegiur Shemisiyon Migyone. According to the Rid, the crisis is the crisis of Shinyoni Dovacher is Bironi. Now, well, that will be enough for today, but I will ask you, I mean, this is a very important subject, and the Rishayim mentioned, so I will ask you, first of all, to go over the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah in Perek Gimel Dpei. And that Rambam, you see, because here the Gemara says that Rameya's Tam is not based upon Loi Palgina Dibore, but it's based upon Kruzgite. But the Rambam Pirush HaMishnah in Perek Gimel explains Rameya on the basis of Loi Palgina Dibore. And he says the machlekes between Rameya and Rav Shimon is on the question as to whether we say Palgina Dibore or don't say Palgina Dibore. Rameya says, Loi Palgina Dibore, you don't say Palgina Dibore. And Rav Shimon says, we do say Palgina Dibore. That's in Perek Gimel of Pei, Mishneh Ches. הקיסי לחוסר באב יצמחיר, מבני שאהבתי בכלל לחוסר, וכבר יקנו איזה, והמשיא הקהל כל מי שאומרנו לכל לחוסר ניסוי מוח, חוץ מהכתבים ויוצמחיר ועשה נקמה, לפי של דסתה נקמה, שנחיל כן הדיבור, לא יפול כן הדיבור. So everybody really the question again, the Ram Pirush HaMishnah, but that's the Havamin of the Gemara. But the Maskon of the Gemara is that Rameyah is also made that we see Palgina Dibore. But here it's a Chizon.